Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris, he is Rob, and we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we're brought to you, as always, by Discover Card, and here's why. Because with prices soaring at the pump, Discover's got your back, and that's with their cash back program. Here's how it works. You use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target stores. That's now through June, and it's on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. You can learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations, folks, do apply. We got Mark Medina of NBA.com coming up at the bottom of the hour, and we will talk to him about all things NBA. First and foremost, this hour, we're going to get into some of the things that Commissioner Adam Silver said yesterday. And we just talked in the last segment about how he's open to possibly changing the way all NBA teams are selected, meaning it might be the best 5 players regardless of position for each team. So best 15 players overall versus guard picking them by position. Rob and I didn't think that was the answer. We thought there's a good compromise when you say, hey, why don't we have 2 backcourt players or 2 guards and then 3 frontcourt players, whether they be forwards or centers. That's how they do the all-star voting, and we figured you could do the all-NBA like that. But Adam Silver, Rob, talked about a lot of other things last night, and one of them was shortening the season. Now, you know, we talked about this before, but he addressed it. The commissioner And here's what he said.
I'm not against potentially changing the format of the season, even possibly shortening it a bit, if we can demonstrate that that's going to have a direct impact on injuries. What we don't see is increased numbers of injuries as the season goes on. It's not as if because of fatigue over the course of a season, you see more injuries. We do see a connection between actual fatigue, for example, from back-to-backs or threes in a row. We think that potentially can lead to more injuries.
Stop it! Chris, I had to steal your line. Can I say this? I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, don't get fired now.
No, I'm not trying to do that. Chris, this is the worst of the worst. And he is the enabling commissioner who's babying these players who don't want to play, who don't want to just play 82 games, Chris, out of 365 days. And other guys have played, put their blood, sweat, and tear. Maybe you're not supposed to play for 20 years, Chris. Maybe you're supposed to play for 12 years or 13 years. Maybe that's a real career.
That's a good question.
In pro sports.
That's an interesting topic.
I'm dead serious.
Okay.
Because these guys are playing way longer, and maybe there's some of the issue, and they have all the advantages afforded them. Better doctors, masseuses, Chris. I've been covering this league since players used to be on the plane with me.
Right.
I used to sit next to NBA
crazy.
Players. And, yep. Chris, we had to fly the first flight out of every city. So we were in Milwaukee.
They weren't even doing that when I started covering the league.
In 87, Chris. We were in Milwaukee. We had to be on a 6 a.m. flight. You know why? Just in case there's snow coming and if you take a later flight, you might get trapped. So you had to be on the first one in case that gets canceled and you got to get on the next one. So you have to be on the first flight out of every city. And they have chefs and they have year-round trainers and they have everything. And this whole notion that they can't play back-to-back, and this is the reason they're being injured, and I'm watching over and over, and I think it's all nonsense. I think guys are going to get injured. We know that there's a certain degree of that no matter what, Chris. Guys used to be injured in the old days.
Right.
So injuries are a part of sports. But this whole notion of take lopping 10 games off, I don't think that's going to change anything. I think guys will still get hurt, and guys will still come up with reasons not wanting to play or some reason. And I just think that's not where you should go as the commissioner. The 82-game schedule works. There's nothing wrong with that. It's about making these guys earn their keep. Baseball players play 162 games. Chris, they play every day in St. Louis in the summer and all these hot places, right? Houston.
A lot of guys aren't playing Rangers. 162 either.
Right, but
they're load managing too.
But they're playing a lot more than that. And I'm just saying, in the NBA, you don't even play every day. You play three times a week.
I don't think baseball is as strenuous as basketball.
No, but you still, it's the wear and tear of playing every day. And I'm not saying everybody plays every day, but they play double the amount of games that basketball players play. That was my point. And I'm just, I think this is ridiculous.
I think that's a fair comparison.
I think the commissioner's going down the wrong road in pacifying these players. And to me, it's just, once again, a generation of softer players who just don't want to fight through it. Chris, injury and being banged up or not feeling 100%. Do you feel 100% every day, Chris? I know I don't.
No.
Every day?
No.
I don't.
I'm with you to some degree, Rob. I think the same thing is going on. You know, a load management. We've talked about it with pitchers, you know, pitch counts and quality starts. And, you know, they're not throwing like they used to either. So I think both the sports, baseball and basketball, are similar in that regard. I have long advocated, Rob, for, I don't know if I should say advocate, but I've long felt like and voiced my opinion occasionally that I would love to see the NBA go to about a 65-game season. Now, it has nothing to do with the injuries or low management. It's more to do with, I think it would be a better regular season. I think the games would be more intense. Each game would mean more. And so I think the level of play would be better. The drama, the interest would be more heightened. And I think the same thing with baseball. I'd love to see baseball go to about 100 games, you know, and I think for the same reasons. But obviously, Adam Silver's talking about it in terms of injuries. And Rob, first, you brought up an interesting point because there are some that feel like, yeah, but Isaiah Thomas, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, they only played 13 seasons. LeBron's in his going to be in his 20th season. And LeBron, here's the thing, though. LeBron has not load managed, right? Rob, Vince Carter played 22 seasons, I believe. He didn't load manage. Kevin Garnett was around 20 seasons. Kareem played 20-something. They didn't load manage. Karl Malone, Jason Kidd, Reggie Miller. I can go on and on. So, Rob, it isn't even saying if you don't load manage, if you play 82 games a year or 80, 78, whatever it is, you're not going to be able to play 19, 18, 17 years. That's not even true.
Right.
Because guys have done it. John Stockton's another one. We could go on and on and on. But I do agree with you, Rob. I think it's players, Rob, making so much money. And they should.
We're not against the money. Cut.
Right.
We're not against them, Chris,
absolutely,
getting paid.
But don't you let the money make you a prima donna.
Exactly. And make you feel like you shouldn't have to go out and work for it, or this is too much. I can't believe we got to play 82. I can't believe we got back-to-back games. Really? I just can't. Chris, 82 days, I'm talking about regular season, out of 365?
Well, an 82-game season is strenuous. So
no,
I'm not
I get that.
Belittle,
but it's 365 days. They're not playing every
I get that, but their season is condensed. You know, I'm not going to belittle the strenuous nature of an 82-game season. And I've talked to people in the league office who have said, look, the science says that, you know, the body just can't take 82 games. Rob, the science probably says the same thing about 72 games.
Yep.
The science probably says that the people on Wall Street are overworked. They work like crazy their first
Chris,
few years. 120 hours, 100 hours a week.
People are lawyers. Same thing.
Absolutely.
They're working nonstop.
My wife's a medical doctor. I've said it before. When they're on call, I'm sure the science is saying you need to get more rest.
She ain't
and
a
not
sharp,
be up 36
right?
hours straight or whatever it is. And so I that's not an excuse because, heck, the science might say they should play 50 games for all we know. The science might say they shouldn't play 35 minutes. Rob, you remember guys used to play more minutes, too. To play 40 minutes wasn't out of this world. Now, if you play 37 minutes, people think you're being overworked, even as you load manage. And so and here's the other thing, Rob. The commissioner also talks about wanting a mid-season tournament. Well, if you cut the season to 72, 75 games, whatever, and play a mid-season tournament, what's the difference?
And
you're
Chris,
still playing close to 82 games.
And if you want people to go all out in the tournament, right, that doesn't even make sense. To
right.
me, that would be more strenuous than a regular season game.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So like I said, I'm all for shortening the season. And, Rob, the players want a shortened season, but they don't want shortened season money. They want to play 65 games and get paid 82-game salaries. That's what it boils down to. And that's why, you know, they won't want to do it. But you know, Michael Jordan, three straight seasons, Rob, played 40 minutes a night. You know, then 39, 37, 39, 39, 39. Like, come on. He was 40 years old playing 37 minutes a night, 82 games. So I just think players making so much money today that they don't, you know, push it like they used to. Any little tweak, and some of this is on doctors too, Rob. Any little tweak, any little pain, instead of playing through it, they want you to rest, right? Make sure you're ready for the playoffs and all that. But we're seeing so, and we've talked about it, right? The nutrition, the travel, the equipment, the sneakers.
Everything's better.
Everything is better, and guys are more hurt. Rob, I'm not a doctor. You're not a doctor. But we've had doctors who have said the players, because they're load managing so much and not practicing as hard as they used to, they're not building their bodies up to be able to build up the resistance to be able to play at a certain level. And so when they hit those levels in games, they get hurt eventually.
And that
makes a lot of sense to me.
It does. And I just think we're in the midst of the softest, most spoiled generation of athletes, Chris. And I get people get comfortable when they get money and they're used to certain things and they feel like we made it and we shouldn't have to do this and we shouldn't have to do that. But you got to give your all, and maybe your all for 12 or 14 seasons is all, and then you don't want to play. But you can't keep doing this. And I think the commissioner shouldn't be an enabler, because they've already altered so many things, Chris, and they still miss games and take games off, and they still get hurt. So why are you doing it?
Rob, if you cut it to 72 games, I still think guys will load manage.
Yep.
I still think they will.
Are they going to take less money, Chris? Well, they want their same. They're going to want their same money.
Well, look, the owners, we're going to see.
I know ESPN ain't going to pay the same money for 10 less games or whatever they're paying, or TNT. Why would they?
And you brought up ESPN. When guys get paid a certain amount of money, do they – Stephen A's making a ton of money. Does he work less?
He works more.
Right. Same. It should be the same thing for all of us. It should be the same thing for the players. And, Rob, have you ever heard this saying? It's from a novel. Hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men. And weak men create hard times. It says that's the cycle of history. And there's a lot of truth in there. I'm not saying it's true in every single situation, but I do think there's a lot of truth in that. And look, early on, it was hard times in the NBA, and dudes played through it. Now times
to,
are
Chris.
Great, right? The money is incredible. Everything else is great. And the players aren't playing as much as they used to. But, Rob, the bottom line, Rob, is this. Something's got to be done, because it's just not fair to the fans. And we talked about it before. You're a real strong advocate of that. I'm sorry, if I'm a fan, man, and I buy a ticket to see LeBron or, you know, Ja Morant, I get it if he's hurt.
Chris, if he's hurt, that happens.
Right. But if he's healthy, come on. I expect him to play, especially when the teams are marketing. Come see Ja. Come see
Steph. And they do.
Come see LeBron. Right. Some teams market that more than their own team, Rob.
Chris, we see it all the time, and that's why it's like consumer fraud. Come see so-and-so, and then he's not playing, and he's not hurt. And people have bought tickets. We talked about it before. For Christmas, kids' birthdays, right, Chris? It's like, oh, I want to see LeBron in person for my first time, a 12-year-old boy. And it's the biggest thing. He buys a jersey. He's got his sneakers on, Chris, and the hat. And he finds out LeBron's not playing. And he's not even in the building. What?
All right, we're throwing it out to you. 877-99 on Fox. Would the NBA be making a mistake if it cut the regular season down from 82 games? Do you agree with Rob that they'd be pacifying the players by doing so? We'll continue the conversation with you next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask?
Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. Look at Rob Parker grooving. Rob Parker, memories of his wedding. Cooling the gang.
This was my song right here. Are you kidding?
Kid. Dynamite!
Yes. I'm a guess. What year, Rob? What year?
I'd say 81.
Wow, that's I'll say 81 too. Alex?
Alex?
I'm going to guess 84. Three, but let me look it up.
I think it was 81. I think it's 81.
Yeah, it seemed too late to be.
It definitely wasn't 83. I was in junior high. Rob was about to get married.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
81.
81. Chris, we were right on the money on that. I was in high school 78 to 82, and I remember that song vividly.
That was the jam. All right, we're brought to you by AutoZone. They got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. 877-99 on Fox. We got to be quick, but we can get a couple of calls in about shortening the NBA season. Is it just a sign that these players are soft and want to be coddled too much and Adam Silver shouldn't even consider it? Your turn to weigh in, Odd Couple.
All right, Bruno in Brooklyn. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Bruno?
Gentlemen, as usual, you guys have a great show going on. I love listening.
Thank you.
And by the way, you're so right about shorting the season up, because you know what? If these guys don't want to play and do the minutes, then shrink it back. I said the same thing with MLB. But you know what? They're getting paid. Think about the guys that did the job years ago. They flew coach. They weren't on private jets. They weren't getting fed, you know, by a chef.
If you go back far enough, they used to play three in a row. Forget back-to-backs. It was back-to-back-to-backs.
Because they were there, right. They used to play to move it along, right, to be cheaper on travel.
Yep. So, good call.
That's right. And these guys used to bang, and they didn't have the pillows they have today. Think about the guys. I mean, the hardcore players were the best in the NBA. That were the Ben Cartwrights and the guys like
Bill Cartwright and
right. I'm sorry, Bill. But these guys banged anyway. It's all good. But you know
good
what?
Call.
To your point, it is soft. They're getting paid, and if you don't show up, you still get paid, and that's the difference in the game today.
No doubt, all Bruno. Right. Thank you. Have good a good call, weekend. Bruno. Keith in New Orleans, our cousin. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Keith?
Uncle Rob, your Noop, Uncle Chris.
What up, Noop? How you doing?
I'm good, man. Listen, I'm gonna take another way. I do believe that the NBA should shorten the season because I think they ultimately have an urgency problem.
Agreeing with me?
Yeah.
Like it would make it a better, more interesting season if it was 65 games.
Absolutely.
Right,
I think that, you know, even when, you know, when they had the strike start season, it seemed just more interesting. You know, it seemed like, man, every game mattered. And that's why
50 was short.
50 was too short, right.
Yeah,
but I agree with that. I mean, again, Rob, for me, it has nothing to do with injuries and stuff. It's more just the urgency of the season. But, you know, if they're going to play 82, then they need to play 82 or as many as you can play. All right, we got Mark Medina from NBA.com coming up, Rob. We'll ask him about this as well. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest is a Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, friend of the show. Also writes for NBA.com. We welcome in Mark Medina. Mark, how are you?
Chris, I'm doing fantastic talking to you and Rob.
It would good be to funky have you
as always,
Medina.
Brother. Yes. Right.
I love the nickname, my friend.
No doubt.
Mark, before we get to the finals, we were just talking about some of the comments that Adam Silver made, and one of them being, you know, possibly shortening the season or at least being open to it. What are your thoughts on that? And is there actually some momentum to do this, or right now is this something that, if it ever were to come to pass, is far, far off in the distance?
Yeah, it's a good question because I think there's layers to it. I don't think that it's anything that's going to happen imminently. I think, you know, I was at Adam Silver's press conference, and the way I interpret it, he said that he was open toward adding an in-season tournament. And it sounded like that would be the only way that would shorten the regular season. Bottom line is that Adam Silver...
That would seem to defeat the purpose if you're talking about not giving the players more of a break, right?
Well, so here's the thing. He talked about being open of reducing the regular season, but then he was saying, hey, let's add an in-season tournament. So I think, like, the idea is as long as the games are equal, he's fine with it, but, you know, in a different format.
But
I think
makes no sense.
Well, here's what he leaned in on. He pushed back on this idea that, you know, 82 regular season games are contributing to injuries. I mean, last year was 72 games. It was a compressed season, you know, because of the COVID stuff. But, you know, that was an increase of injuries, but fewer games. So, like, he was adamant that the data shows that even if there were, like, hey, more players that were star players that were hurt, the total numbers across the board were pretty much in line with a normal season, right? So I think the only way the season will get reduced if they add the in-season tournament. Why they would add an in-season tournament, I think Adam Silver's of the mind that that could create more excitement in the regular season, you know, provide more competition. So that's the way it is. I mean, you read between the lines. If you cut games, that's going to be a loss of revenue for every party, owner, team, player, the concession workers, and I don't think they're about doing that. So I think, you know, he's just trying to provide alternatives. And he, you know, he's a soccer fan, and he thinks that adding these new formats can, you know, provide some more excitement. I have my own question marks about it, but that's how he looks at it.
Mark, let's talk about game one. Steph Curry came out, a ball of fire, 21 points, six threes. He did a number. It looked like he was on his way to a historic night. And then the rains came and he disappeared. And the Warriors closed out the game, which was unbelievable, up 12 in the fourth quarter. To lose by 12, what an incredible 24-point turnaround. What did you make of, A, Steph Curry and his disappearing act in the fourth quarter and just Boston stealing that game one in San Francisco?
Well, there's a few things. I mean, Steph really got off to a good start playing aggressive, but the Celtics also didn't seem to be playing defense. Like, for whatever reason, they were giving them wide open threes or getting, you know, really tangled up in just simple screens. So I think, one, the Celtics decided to show up and play some defense. Number two, it seemed like that Steph was struggling to adapt to, you know, the fact that he played the entire first quarter and then missing the second quarter. The Warriors were bad without him on the floor, most notably in the fourth quarter. When he sat out for the first 225, that's when the Celtics went out on the 7-0 run. And a lot of it had to do with Jordan Poole did not show up. He seemed overwhelmed with the moment. That was surprising because I know he's a young player, but he didn't seem rattled to open the playoffs. He seemed like he's ready to excel on the big stage, but he did not show that in game one against Boston. So I think moving forward, you know, Steph, you know, I think sent out the message that, hey, let's play me more than 38 minutes. He was mentioning it's about winning four games by any means necessary. So I think if you read between the lines, he's calling for Steve Kerr to shorten the rotation, but in fairness to all that, it's not just because of Steph's struggles or his playing time. I mean, they were bad across the board with Jordan Poole's play, Draymond shooting 2 of 12. Yeah. You know, they did a great job defending, you know, Jason Tatum and Jalen Brown. I mean, Tatum only went 3 of 17. Jalen Brown went 10 of 23. But they left Al Horford open, Marcus Smart open, Derek White open, and, you know, they were all becoming amazing three-point shooters. So they have a lot of things to clean up, but I think the Warriors are confident, not just because of their talent, but they feel like guys like Horford and Derek White aren't going to be canning from three a lot. So they feel like, you know, as long as that doesn't last itself and Draymond and Jordan, you know, course correct, they'll be fine. But, you know, we'll wait and see. The Celtics are the real deal.
What was your pick for the series going in, and how did what happened last night affect your thinking on, you know, going forward?
Yeah, it's a good question, Chris. I picked the Warriors in seven. I thought one of the reasons, ironically enough, would be home court advantage and also their experience. Not that I thought that the Celtics would be overwhelmed with the moment, but just, you know, the Warriors have so much continuity. They have a lot more depth. They're entering game one a lot healthier than the Celtics. So how it changes, I think it's up for grabs for still. But the Celtics are really in the driver's seat. I think, Chris, it's much more significant that the Celtics won game one than it would have been if the Warriors won game one. Because I think in some respects the Warriors were expected to win the first game, not only because they're at home, but because, again, the Celtics are coming off that seven-game series against the Heat. Technically, Marcus Smart and Robert Williams III played, but they weren't entirely 100%. The Warriors had a week's rest. Andre Iguodala, Otto Porter Jr., and Gary Payton were then available. You know, Iguodala and Porter Jr. played really well. So the series isn't over, but, you know, this is a very cause for concern for the Warriors. And if they don't win game two, that's when I think it's safe to think, hey, the Celtics has us in the bag.
And the other thing, too, you mentioned a little bit is Tatum didn't play well, 3-for-17. If you're the Celtics, and granted you might think Horford and White won't play like that, but you got to expect that Jason Tatum will play better, and that's why you should feel good if you're the Celtics.
Yeah, it's a good point. That's what Celtics coach Ime Udoka was saying, that, you know, they trust, hey, Jason Tatum's not going to go 3-of-17 again. But the other thing with that game, he still had an imprint on the game. He had 13
right.
assists. And so I think, to Jason Tatum's credit, he still found a way to get others involved. He was, you know, one of the reasons why guys like Al Horford and Marcus Smart and Derek White were able to get open shots. Jaylen Brown, I mean, statistically 10-of-23 isn't efficient, but he was really dominating in isolation sets. So I think it's an interesting point you bring up, Rob, because the Warriors are comforted of the fact that, hey, their role guys aren't going to, you know, play at the same level on a night-in, night-out basis. But it's fair to think, even if the Warriors' defense is really good, do you really think you're going to be shutting down the Celtics' stars like you did in Game 1? So it's almost like a missed opportunity with how they play defense and the fact that they're up by 12 points in the fourth quarter. But here's the thing, guys. We're all making great points. There's a lot of things in the Warriors' favor, the things of the Celtics' favor. This is what a seven-game series is all about. So I think the challenge is, how do these teams, you know, kind of adjust to the weaknesses and tap into the strengths? Because all these things, I think, are subject to a game-to-game basis as far as, you know, both the positive and negative developments that both teams showed.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's our man Mark Medina, NBA.com. Thanks a lot for the knowledge, brother.
Yes, hey,
thanks
thank
a
you.
Lot for the questions, man. I always appreciate you guys.
Funky Cole, have a good
Medina.
Weekend. That's right.
Later, brother. All right, Broussard's Fab Five is next.
I never missed Broussard's Fab Five.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, and if you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned. At the end of your first year, Discover, exceptionally common sense. You can learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. It's time for Broussard's Fab Five.
Are you ready?
Hope you can take the heat like LeBron.
We're going big.
It's go time.
It's Broussard's Fab Five.
That's right. All right, this week's Fab Five. A lot of talk as we entered these NBA Finals about how Steph Curry has changed the game of basketball. I'm going to give you five players that have definitely changed the way the game is played.
Number five.
Julius Dr. J. Irving, a three-time champion, once with Philadelphia in the NBA, twice with the New York Nets in the ABA. And Dr. J. brought that street ball type game, that style, that flair, that flash, that emphasis on the dunk. He made the dunk stylish. He made it a thing, you know, before. I mean, they had outlawed the dunk in college basketball. So they weren't, you know, it wasn't close to what it is today, but Dr. J made it that. And when I say flash and flair, I'm not talking about, like, dribbling. Bob Cousy and Pistol Pete Maravich brought that. But as far as high-flying play, high-flying basketball, Dr. J took what Connie Hawkins and Elgin Baylor did to another level and change the game.
Number four.
Magic Johnson. Irvin Magic Johnson. 6'9 point guard. And to be honest, we still haven't seen many of those. You had a Penny Hardaway back in the day at times, Jalen Rose. But Magic was that first oversized, if you will, ball handler and point guard. And, you know, a lot of people didn't think it would work. They thought the little guards would make it tough on him, taking his dribble and things like that. But he obviously was successful, to say the least. And Magic also made passing cool. Like I said, Pistol Pete Maravich, Bob Cousy, they made some really nice passes. But Magic Johnson put the cool in pass. I mean, you literally had a generation of players wanting to pass the basketball more so than just score it. And that was because of Magic. And he also had an incredible emphasis on team and winning. And that spilled over onto all that played the game.
Number three.
Michael Jordan. All right. Michael, because he was so phenomenal athletically and individually in terms of ISO basketball, the game changed. And if you look for the 20 years during Michael's career and maybe, you know, the 25, 30 years during his career and after, there was a heavy emphasis on isolation basketball. and athleticism as defined by the NBA. Quickness, speed, and jumping ability. Sometimes guys didn't have great skills, but because they were quote-unquote athletic like Michael, a lot of teams thought they would be good players and they could mold them into something. They forgot Michael was as fundamentally sound as they got. And it changed things because before MJ, if you look at the best players, you had, outside of Dr. J, you had Magic and Bird, Oscar, Jerry West, guys that weren't just super freak athletes. And then, of course, you had the bigs like Wilt, Russell, Kareem. But it wasn't felt like, oh, this guy, you have to jump through the rafters. You have to be so quick to be a great player. Jordan changed that, and a lot of people start feeling like those parts were necessities to be great. They were wrong, but that was the feeling and how he changed the game.
Number two.
LeBron James. And a lot of people don't really acknowledge this, but LeBron was the first high-scoring, do-it-all point forward, bringing the ball up the court. He's the first guy that was the quote-unquote system. All right, and now you see a lot of guys like that where they create everything for their team. They score for themselves. They lead the team in scoring. They create offense for their teammates. Luka, James Harden, Paul George used to do it when he was in Indiana. Julius Randle, Zion, you saw him his last season playing, bringing the ball up court. Giannis, LeBron started that.
Number one.
Of course, you know who it is. He dropped 34 last night in not a great game, though, a good game, but not a great one. Steph Curry.
Wow.
Emphasis on the three-point shot. Emphasis on logo threes. You didn't used to see logo threes. Now you're seeing them all the time, it feels like. Shooting from the hash mark. All of that with Steph Curry, and you guys know, your little kids, they don't want to be like Mike. They want to be like Steph because he changed the game. All right, it is the Odd Couple. That was Broussard's Fab Five. We got an hour left right here on Fox Sports Radio, so you know what to do. Do not touch that dial. Keep it locked.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.